Sing number 357. 357, Jesus Calls Us. Love God as much as we love His Word. And I'm so thankful for what we've heard today. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture is God-breathed. And we should pay it that reverence and that attention that you would pay to the breath of God. Oh, help us, Lord. Help us to take every word of God. Help us, Lord, to let it work within us, that which you are after, Lord. You are working in us according to the good pleasure of your will to fulfill your holy purposes as individuals and also as your people, your called out people. Oh Lord, we want to show forth your praises. Help us, Lord. You have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light to show forth your praises. So we want to live that way, individually and corporately, Lord. We know they're watching how we relate, how we live together. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this connection, I've been stirred just in recent months with Ephesians 3. It's the text of the Zion Church for 2014, the end of Ephesians 3. I remember I was at their winter conference and was to say something about Ephesians 3, or that's the way they directed all the speakers. They were to focus on the New Year's theme. And so I studied Ephesians 3 a little. And there I saw it again, that God wanted to show to the whole world and to the whole universe and to principalities and powers His manifold wisdom in the church, by the church that He has called out. And part of that has to be that Jews and Gentiles came to relate, something they could never do before. And it was because they believed in Jesus, who by His death slew the hostility, put hostility to death, and He made peace, and they are one building, and such a wonderful picture there of what what only God can do. And when we don't get along, that's really bad. When you read Ephesians 3, right? It's really bad when we don't show the world the love that God is after. So he's calling us every word of God. Lord, help us to love the ones that bother us. Help us to love those ones too. I do that same thing. I seek out the words that have blessed me in the past, and I kind of just love to feed on them. But Lord, how are we ever going to be more like the Master unless we take every word of God and let those words work deeply in our hearts? So help us, Lord. Help us. Thank you for this call. This morning we've heard your call again, and we want to respond to that call. As we just sang, by thy mercy, Savior, may we hear thy call. Give our hearts to thy obedience. Serve and love thee best of all. Let it be, dear Lord. Take thou my heart, I would be thine alone. Take thou my heart, and make it all thine own. Purge me from sin, O Lord, I now implore. Wash me and keep me thine forever. Hallelujah. So let us stand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, we love you. Thank you for this precious opportunity, Lord, and thank you for the challenge that has been placed before us this morning. We pray that by your grace we shall respond, by your mercies we shall hear, and by your grace we shall respond to your call and give ourselves to you, and Lord, to your purposes. In this world you have a purpose with us, and we want to fulfill in it, O God. And you give us grace to do that. We open our hearts to you. We open them wide to you today, and we pray that you will work graciously. And then, Lord, let your work appear. Let your work, as Moses prayed, let your work appear to your servants, your glory to their children. Oh God, we pray. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.